August 23, 1912. Swayze Lake, Louisiana. The McCain Fish Fry. 11 souls. A 4-year-old boy vanished. Some say Bobby Dunbar came back. Some say he never did.
Down by Swayze Lake where the red dust spread, they found a small hat and no footsteps, no thread. The water held still like it wanted to speak, but no one was listening, the terrible week. 8 months gone when a boy came through, quiet in the arms of a man no one knew. No hat, no past, just a blank-eyed look, like it slipped from the margins of somebody's book. They said, "That's Bobby," and she held him tight, called him her son with her whole heart's light. But another mother, worn down and drawn, said, "That's my child." The court moved on. He wore that name like a second skin, but truth don't settle where doubt's been in. He smiled like Bobby, sang Bobby's song, but something inside kept dragging wrong. And far from the home where his days moved on, a small hat lay still where the lake ran long. Years moved like slow smoke across a field. He married work but never healed. The photos age, the answers thin. Some doors don't close, they just never open again. He walked like Bobby and talked that name, but even in sleep it never fit the same. He heard a voice no one else could claim, soft as the brim on a lake gone tame. And far from the noise where the story spun, a small head waited in the setting sun. He told no tales, just carried them deep where dreams remember what waking came.